Welcome to this politics podcast for the newsfeed. I am Jacob Clore.
And I'm Darren Hennessy.
So House Bill 2 in North Carolina and other religious liberty bills have caused quite the controversy.
Gay rights groups say these bills allow for discrimination and mistreatment against them, while religious groups say the bill would protect them from having to violate their religious conscience by serving members of the LGBT community.
And now members of the entertainment industry are also voicing their opinions and flexing their influence over state governments.
So we saw this in Georgia. Conservative Governor Nathan Deal was planning on passing the bill and signing it until Disney and the NFL voiced their concerns over it and said they would not give Georgia their business for either the Super Bowl or for Georgia's film industry, which is actually really large.
It's really huge, sir.
Yeah, The Hunger Games was filmed there.
And the movie The Last Song. Mm-hmm. So if you take away that bit of their economy, that's definitely going to hurt them.
That would hurt them directly.
It makes them think. And he did, and he vetoed the bill. And we have also seen musicians who have shows in North Carolina who are starting to pull out from North Carolina because they don't necessarily agree with the bill. For example, we have acts like Bruce Springsteen, Ringo Starr, to Pearl Jam. They've all canceled their shows in North Carolina.
And that's really interesting to me because that doesn't affect the state as directly as it affects their fans. Mm-hmm. And Bruce Springsteen said in his letter, he said, some things are more important than a rock show. This fight against discrimination is one of them, and this is all I can do to help, so this is what I'm going to do. Which I think is notable for him to say, and I think that a lot of them have expressed the same concerns. But North Carolina, I feel like it would be easy for them to ignore canceled concerts, mm-hmm. more so than it would be to ignore the business of huge corporations like Disney and the National Football League.
I think it's also interesting how some artists like gay rights activist Cyndi Lauper and then Jimmy Buffett have also said that they personally disagree with the law, but at the same time, they're still going to play their shows.
And I think that's interesting, too, because they're really putting politics on a back burner. They know they're entertainers. They know that their fans are their livelihood. And eventually, they're having to make the call and put them first.
Cyndi Lauper was huge in the 80s with gay rights and her song True Colors. Like, it's just shocking to me because I feel like she would be one of the first ones to be like, yeah, let's just...
One of the bigger voices
in
the argument.
Exactly.
Whereas now she's kind of taken a step back. It's interesting.
And I think this just kind of points to the greater trend of politics and pop culture mixing. I know Darren mentioned to me earlier how in Lithuania, a lot of their legislators and a lot of the people in their government are people who are former pop stars. And we can see that trend now, even recently in the United States with Donald Trump running for president. And you had politicians like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ronald Reagan. It's just crazy how you can see how politics and pop culture are mixed together.
And pop culture is such a big part of our whole society that it's almost inevitable that mm-hmm. happens because that's what people are thinking about. Those are the voices that they hear and see every day. And they're the people that they trust when it comes down to it.
And I think with the rise of platforms like social media, like Twitter and Facebook, they are getting that word out more so than maybe personally from themselves rather than, oh, through the news you hear like Taylor Swift or Bruce Springsteen saying this. When they say it from their personal social media accounts, I think that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, people listen.
Yeah. Well, to sum it all up, it looks like corporations have quite the say when it comes to politics and affecting government action.
However, how they choose to act in North Carolina versus in Georgia and who the statements are coming from have different effects on each states.
And will the U.S. continue to see more pop culture figures in government positions? Well, we shall see, especially with Donald Trump really making headway in this election.
Well, thanks for listening to this politics edition of our podcast for the newsfeed. Be sure to check out the website for more news and information. I'm Darren Hennessy.
And I'm Jacob Clore.